Peace. This Makeba Moon Cycle, chilling with Side Hustle Radio Worldwide with DJ Buka, JC, and Deploys. Peace. La 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 la. Can you feel me? I'm feeling them too.
Welcome to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide, the home of indie, underground, hip hop, and R&B.
Everybody, this is Miss Makeba Moon Cycle. For those who've been living under the hip hop rock for the last however many years, give us a little bit of background about Makeba, if you would, please.
I'm from New York. My first recorded, I guess, the first album or studio it was on MC Lyte's Roughneck album, which is a song called Hard, with myself. Back then, named Pink Easy, because I had dreads in my hair, locked up Easy. I guess that's why I named myself that. But and then that was with MC Lyte, of course, and Lin Q, who was formerly known as Isis. So we were all three on that one song called Hard Copy on that Roughneck album. And then we were managing a lot of rap artists at that time. We had a company called Duke the Moon. And after we all separated, I continued managing groups and recording at the same time. So I managed Rose Family, Brooklyn Peaches and Cream, Skanks the Rap Mom, known as Nap, but and he was incredible back then. He's incredible now. Talib Kweli. We worked with another group called I think his Seventh Signs or Seventh Sons. They were all from Brownsville, and you know, after managing myself and other groups, another group called P-Funk. I just started concentrating more on myself after the Raucous deal came to play, and you know, everybody was doing their thing. And I started working with Sons of Man from Wu-Tang a lot, doing a lot of songs with a lot of Wu-Tang affiliates, Sons of Man, Royal Fam. And I worked with Divine from, he was the producer for a lot of Wu-Tang music, so we were doing stuff together as well. I think we did like two songs together. I worked with Jay Rawls, Columbus. Yeah, oh boy, yeah.
That's what I was getting ready to say. You worked with one of our very own. Yeah, and I do see where that album was produced and released on Buka Entertainment. He wanted me to.
I just said, hey, did you see?
Okay. Okay.
Released on Buka Entertainment.
That's okay.
That's all I said. I didn't say nothing else. I'm just saying, yeah. You know, I've been listening to Miss Makeba before I even knew Makeba. I'm saying, I mean, she got joint. High Plains Drifter stayed in rotation, obviously, still to this day. Judgment Day, Lunchroom Classics is definitely classics. Mm-hmm. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, all of that was produced by J. Raw. Well, yeah. except for High Plains Drifter, that was from Kevin Moore. But J. Raw's is Lone Catalyst. You know, they put out, and they saw something and they put out my first vinyl. And very instrumental and getting me, you know, pushing me forward and getting me out. I'm forever humbled and grateful to Jay Rawls and Jay Sam.
How did you get connected with Jay Rawls?
Talib, I came to Columbus one year. I used to have a outside festival or something in Columbus.
Mm-hmm. One of the music festivals.
Yeah, we came performing. And so was Lone Catalyst, and we came up, and we recorded Lunchroom Classics the first time, I think, in Columbus. And then when we was going to put it out again, he came to New York. Jay Rawls came to New York. Think McKee will be there
too. Yo, why? You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, definitely, definitely, definitely. Yo, 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 yo.
I come before your bearing skills, get you off like cheap thrills. Some may deny me because of lack of faith. I bring true lyrics straight to your face. Here's a brand new testament written by me, co-written by Makiba and Eternal Kweli. Constant meditation lasts longer than duration. Proper education is my levitation to stimulate, quite simple. I clear on paths like Christ in the temple.
Coming with the skills that's essential to even mention Brooklyn as the residential. Depictions be graphic, cause how we be living is tragic. So I take your imagination and I stretch it like elastic. Some people treat opportunity like a blunt and pass it. I see the mic as my opportunity and so I grab it. Mentally I live lavishly. I cherish the heredity that's preparing me to be a revolutionary till they bury me. Carry me in your throats forever. The way I put words together you treasure. Ayo, whatever the weather, instead of clever I'm better, cause I seize the time with reason and rhyme.
Sometimes I live the different flavors. This old school mama came to save ya, cause I'm too old to scold. Better act like you know, putting hearts on hold. Prepare your hand for the fold. Waiting to be taught, here's a whiff of holy breath. I bring pain to your chest. Let's civilize the people. Hang up your petty egos. I've got a shield on my back, cause people carry blades. Getting caught off guard leaves you in a shallow grave. Here comes the ruler of the night, better known as the moon. Vibing with Jay Rawls, animated like a tune.
This is for them kids coming up in the lunchroom.
I pulled your card like spades to spit. We made your shit to ill pitch. You afraid to hit. It's like that. Here we go.
Here we go.
Come on.
Come on.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Come on.
Come on.
I pulled your card like spades to spit. We made your shit to ill pitch. You afraid to hit. It's like that. Here we go.
Here we go.
Come on.
Come on.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, and we recorded that at I know what who is now Jean Grey. She was in the studio when I recorded Lunchroom Classics in New York. And I live made that connection. And when they came down to New York, a lot of artists come down to New York, and for some reason they would find me, and I would have my house open, make sure they cooked, make sure they got to where they had to go. You know, make sure nothing happened to them while they was out there under me. So, yeah, I showed mad love to a lot of artists that came through there. Cincinnati is one of my other towns that I know a lot of artists from.
Okay. So.
Salute the Lone Catalyst. Salute Kweli, High Tech, you know, all the Cincinnatians, you know, to Columbus, to, you know, Pittsburgh, and to New York, Brooklyn, all the dope hip hop heads out there.
All right, Buka. You know what I want to ask.
Oh boy.
How was it working with one of my favorite MC lyricists, MC Light?
It was surreal at first. You know, we were friends. So, but when I first met her, I was managing Isis after she left after she went on her own, after X-Clan. And so Roxanne Shanté had put out that song dissing all the female rappers.
Big Mama or something.
Big Mama's coming through. And so Light had an album release party, and I wanted to get Light and Lin Q to do a song together. So I got us in the album release party. I made the introduction. Soon as we met up, I don't think we ever separated after that day.
She's pretty dope, ain't she?
She's dope, and definitely dope.
Her work ethic is ridiculous. You could just tell, like, she don't play about nothing. She's serious about what she do.
Step one to the toe, to the toe, to the toe. Step one to the two. Step one to the two. Step one to the two. I'm a big shot. I take it me one shot. Red shot. In and out the boondocks. I got the street smarts. I'm on the air like Jordan. You never die or caught them. You only hear me. Floor them. I'm on them. I'm in there. So prepare. Deliver up. I'm on a pepper that makes a one.
wanna give it up. So what's up with the logics? It's the L to the E, and you hear me in the projects. And I didn't get hard yet, so dodge it. Watch me in logic. I'm a road hog. It hard, so you think you can get with me? It's the L to the E. Why don't you step to the L to the E? Why don't you step to the L to the E? Why don't you step to the L to the E? Why don't you step to the big shot? Honey, that give me hot shot. I write shot. Head not not black. Still I got the streets on. Yeah, I'm on the air like Jordan. You'll never die of boredom. You only hear me flaunt them 'cause I'm on them. I'm in there, so prepare, deliver them. I'm on the type of shit that make a bitch wanna give it up. Give it up. So what's up with the logic? It's the L to the Q. Yo, I think you better go that. And I didn't even get hard yet, so dodge it. Watch me and launch it. I'm a road hog it. And you think you can get with me? Yo, it's the L to the Q.
I got the opportunity to meet her here, and I also went to Atlanta when the Queen of Hip Hop performed.
Yeah, I know that was amazing.
Man, it was so dope.
I think it wasn't Eve on that.
Yeah, it was Eve.
Did Rod Digger perform?
No, I don't remember Rod Digger. What's right there? It was Eve. It was Moni Love. It was Yo-Yo. It was who else? It's right on the tip of my tongue, but oh my God, it was such a great show. Latifah, please. Latifah. I'm still breathing, right? What?
But she's naming some heavyweights in the female MC category. Who are some of your influence, male or female, you know, rap or non-rap, or just give us some of your influences, like musically or, you know.
Well, I grew up, I grew up in not so much a musical family far as instrumentation and singers and performers. I grew up in the church with my grandma, and my mother owned a jazz club, jazz and blues club. And before that, that's all you heard was music in our house. My dad had all these albums and stuff like that. So we were always my mother would always have parties, basement parties and stuff like that. And I had influences from Aretha Franklin, Sweet Georgia Brown from blues, Millie Jackson. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Millie Jackson as well, and she was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
LaBelle, I worked with Nona Hendrix before, which was amazing. She plays every instrument you can think of, and her coaching when I was doing my verses with her, she would be like, when you say this, you know, you drop it down like this, you know how, and I was like, yo, she was just like, I was just awe of her. It's everywhere. And she had did that poetry thing that we did at Irvin Plaza with Erykah Badu when she first came out. She performed, she closed that, she was the headliner, and I had the pleasure of opening up for her. Me and a bunch of other female artists that Nona had there. But I love Rakim. Gotta say him, Big Daddy Kane, Sha-Rock, Roxanne Shanté was dope freestyle. I don't think nobody could really, you know, everybody would try to battle her. She just eat you alive.
Roxanne Shanté just eat you alive, huh?
Yeah, man. I think everybody, you know, like, especially when you grow up in New York, you see so many you know, like at we used to have these park jams where you could see anybody from LL Cool J or Run DMC coming to the park jam. If you were from Queens, if you were from Brooklyn, you would see anybody from Kane or Jazzo or whatever. So that whole experience of hip hop in New York was something, you know. You wasn't supposed to be outside, but you snuck to the park because you want to see who's DJing or who's rhyming out there. So I had a lot of influence. I was blessed to meet LL when I was younger. And I was supposed to sign to his Rock the Bell label at one time. Mm. And my manager, Strawberry, you see, she worked there. And he had a girl group signed, and I had did the rhyme for the song for the, it was supposed to be the launch song for the label, and just didn't work out. But anybody from, I think, like a lot of the Wu-Tang groups, I love Shaheem. I met him as a young child. I was I think like 19 years old when I was traveling with X-Clan, and I met him, and he had to be like 13, 14. And he was managed by one of the Force MDs. And, you know, even Brother Jay, he was a huge influence on me because he is just iconic, you know, far as MCing is concerned, as a lyricist, and you know, and as a spiritual teacher. Well, you know, Brother Jay and Queen Mother Rage. I don't know if you remember Queen Mother Rage.
Of course,
she was dope. Dope. I mean, dope.
True.
Yes, she was just, her whole presence and persona was like queen, and it's like I was young, and I, you know, and I happened to road manage her. So I would be on the road with her, and you know, I'd make sure everything was right, you know, for her. And she was just the most beautiful person. And then of course, Light, which she was funny, was, she is such a comedian.
Oh God.
Is such a comedian. You know, you see a lot of seriousness, but she is comical.
I would love to hang out with her for a whole day.
Yeah.
So it seemed like you have so many memories, and you've been touched so many people and been around some of the greats. You ever thought about writing a book?
Yeah, I've jotted down a few things so far, but I'm writing a book about my grandmother and my family's journey with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Okay.
Doing that book now is, we call her Grand Grand. So
okay.
That was Grand.
Okay.
And then I love anime. So I've been writing, doing a little bit at a time. You know, it's like I have so many things open. So I'll write a little bit here, write a little bit here. And I have been jotting down a lot of stuff from my life. Because you like the fourth person in during this week that has said you need to do a book.
Yeah.
You remember the Misfits?
Of course.
Yes.
So I used to run with Peekaboo as a dancer. But Rubber Band was my baby. And he's living in Japan, I think, right now. And I spoke to him maybe last week, and, you know, we were just catching up and stuff. And he was just like, you have to tell a story. You have to tell a story, because you was around so much stuff from the beginning, you know. So, you know, like when I first started, you know, hanging in clubs and dancing and stuff, I used to Onyx, Fredro and Sticky were a constant, you know, people in the club. And I used to, and I had a little short Anita Baker cut. I wanted to grow dreads.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I could grow some dreads, I got to cut this perm out. And so I went to Sticky Fingers, and he was a barber at that time. And I said, you cut it all off. And he was like, you want one of these? You want one of these? He cut me bald, boy. And I think I was 20 years old. And he shaved my head off, and I grew my dreads from there. And I grew my dreads for 25 years. I cut them in 2013.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What made you cut them?
Besides them being too long, and hard to take care of. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like I was carrying a lot. You know, carrying a lot of stuff. And sometimes you have to let go of a lot of things in order to move forward.
Okay.
And I felt that, let me let go of that. I still have them. I have friends be like, oh, let me, you know, like hairstylists, oh, let me put your dreads back in. And it's just like, no, if I grow them back, I'm going to grow them again and start over. But I think after I cut my hair, I wasn't depressed. Because there are, you know, I used to call my dreads my connection to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I, when I cut my hair, and my mom cut my hair, she was very happy to do it. And I don't know if I was ready at that time. So she was just like, well, let's just, and she just started cutting, and I was just like bawling in tears. And my brother and my son was just like, leave her alone, mother, leave her alone.
The agenda for today's broadcast is equality, Black empowerment, and equity.
20 years have passed, and I must implore, change sometimes, it fills a void. Words have the power to exist in time. Judgment Day 2020, an answer in rhyme.
Is this I see sneaking up on me? Maybe it's my plan. I came to change the man. Conspiracies hear me shout the truth through my earpiece. Natural disasters man-made will trap ya. I'm fighting real hard if they plan a recapture. We have to get our military up, cash flow up. Without unity, we got this all effed up. Be careful when exchanging, giving up your cheat sheet. Enemy saying gimme, taking virgins when they empties. Duality exists inside me, good and evil. Still rock the mic and wish to free my people. Important to your brain, inspiration's off the change. There goes my reign as a blemish becomes a stain. Silence my mind, too much noise to sow. Can keep you in a box with no room to grow. My life's still a test, my son is my bless. I wait for paradise cause I'm not finished yet. Love, couple, stress, desperation for a check. Dealing with loss can have you lacking proper rest. It's time to excel, it's better not to dwell. Let go, move forward before life's a living hell. What you gonna do if they come for you? What you gonna say if they come your way? You gotta stay on code and don't sell your soul. We gonna fight, fight, gonna fight, fight, gonna fight, 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 fight. This fearless warrior facing everyday dangers. Clearly stepping to the light, exposing the strangers. Challenge the norm because tomorrow's not promised. Care for my people, some truth is not honest. My skin is thick, not thin, I battle within. Balance still remain, God also created gin. Still taking paths, not explored. Some hate, not adored. Landmines made it through, still prepared for war. Paths been laid, we're way behind the curve. When we come together, it surely strikes a nerve. Shield my mind from reality, protection from normality. We have to save each other, headed straight for calamity. What we gonna do, they coming straight at us. Taking our life's culture with pure disgust. Keep war chants in your head, a smile on your face. Sit behind the door and prepare for the chase. Education is key, unlock the floodgates. Preserve the bloodline, there's no room for mistakes. Close the village doors, it's up to us now. Control our destiny by kicking their hands out.
If they come for you, what you gonna say? If they come your way, you gotta stay on code and don't sell your soul. We gonna fight, we gonna fight, we gonna fight, 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 fight. We gonna fight.
Time's up, we're here, no time to cheer. Put back to sleep by the things we hold dear. Some still lost and can't comprehend. I know who had my back and I know who hit the wind. Believe in yourself, the remedy of jealousy. Smile in the face of all your enemies. Protection is essential, they still killing us. Eat of the tree, it's way behind trust. Real equals doubt, no one listens when you shout. The result is what you see, they gone and turned out. Stay true and on course, my energy is a source. Connected out west, down south and up north. eating to live instead of eating to die. Poisoning our food so we can't multiply. I raised my seed, now he's full grown. Ma showed him some skills so he protects the home. Was I right or was I wrong? Calm before the storm. And if we choose to take it home, are we ready to perform? From darkness comes the light, my strength backs my might. Never let them know what we about to. What you gonna do if they come for you? And what you gonna say if they come your way? You gotta stay on code and don't sell your soul. We gonna fight.
That you might hear is songs that I've done back. Now, songs that I'm doing now is new songs. Like the two songs that I put on the Gibbous 2020, Grand Rising and Judgment Day 2020.
Yeah.
That's when, after I wrote those two songs, I was just like, man, I got it. I still got it.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you, because you dropped that in 2020, right? Mm-hmm. During the midst of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets about that, or
no?
Because a lot of people have waited for Jay Electronica for so long, mm-hmm. and he dropped in the middle of a pandemic, and mm-hmm. so.
I think that, like, for, I don't know what white people go through, but I know with Black people, when we go through something, we are so resilient. We're going through it, but at the same time, we're still living. So we still, you know, I work, obviously, and my job shut down for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect time for me to write mm-hmm. in. I was reconnecting with people. People were hitting me up to, you know, I called Jay Rawls instantly. I was like, Jay Rawls, I need a beat. I'm doing Judgment Day 2020. Sent me three. I picked the perfect one. He had the perfect one coming. My homeboy from Cincinnati, Luminati, Amari, I said, I need a track. He sent me a track, picked it right there, wrote. And I sent those songs back, and they was just like, yo, it sound like you didn't even take a break.
Right.
And I was recording on Saturday night because I was finishing up a new album I'm dropping called Just a Part of Me. And I was doing a verse to this remix because I had a song called Brotherhood on 2020
mm-hmm.
on the Gibbous. And that's with Skanks the Rap Martyr. So my brother Prodigal wanted to get on that. So we did a remix and I did a new verse. So I was recording the new verse, and the engineer, Phil Duckett, he had to pause it. He was just like, let me record you. So he had to take out the phone, and then we did it again. And I was just like, I said, alhamdulillah. I said, I feel like God put a pause button before to let me heal in certain situations,
mm-hmm.
so he can restart me now.
Exclusive Makeba Moon Cycle Freestyle, new song.
And this is called Lifetime. It's called Lifetime. Right. And the hook is, what it be like, what it do, what it be like, I see you. And can you tell me if this love is real? So, but it's really mechanical, you'll hear it. Can you tell me what it's feeling like? Can you tell me what emotions you are feeling lately? Can you tell me if we'll spend a lifetime? And so just imagine this guy is programming this robot girl, and she don't know what emotions or feelings are.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this? I see destiny's arrival. Who are you to me? Connection so vital. Will this be an introduction to constant misery, or should I be open to what this could be? Don't know if you could feel our energies matched, connected in every section, no competition, just relaxed, heightened by the thought of you. Don't you know I'm feeling you, not the him, but God in you. Is this fake or is it true?
Don't want to see the hidden. It's usually disappointing. I didn't see you coming because usually I'm running. Faced with my soul looking in the self, giving you truth, using it as wealth. Ready to jump in or off the deep end, not knowing what's out there or who be creeping. Sacrificing your heart has one foot in abyss, trying to be courageous, but I'm scared of shit. He had no idea who he's playing with. And then it's a it's an escalation.
All right. Thank you so much.
My competition like a shogun, so bad I have you switching colors like Michael Jackson. Represent from Crown Heights to Bed-Stuy. You either do, you either die while you're trying to survive. All these street lyrics are like songs, so Brooklyn maniacs remain calm.
Like what you hear on this show?
Yep.
Email djdpoise.fleetdjs@gmail.com.
Yo, this Napoleon the Legend, aka Ferragamo the Black Pharaoh with ammo. Y'all rocking with DJ Booker. Y'all better know what it is.
This is Quay Vibes on Side Hustle Radio.
You need me. Take it off, let it flop, shake it freely. And I don't tell stories, I let them tell itself. And you ain't gotta sell sex, girl, it sell itself like nothing else. Yeah, I'm a country boy, but that big city bottom fill me up with joy. Ain't life grand, live it up, daddy. Here go the whisper song, baby, this is us ready. Put it on me, enthusiastically. Whatever it is that you do it admirably. And I ain't choose it, that thing chose me. It's Bubba K and Yang all the way in this thing. Go!
Love, you little fly ladybug.
Come and swing this episode with Muff from up above. With them Earl jeans on, fitting tight like a glove. Your little cinnamon toast crunch, come show me some love. Slim Goody got tittle-litty. Yeah, but she's a picture postcard, pretty fat, kitty little bitty. You're provoking me, giving me the notions to wanna lick your funky emotions. She can make a crippled man walk and a blind man see. How could I put this? She can make the Grinch love Christmas. How could I manifest her uniqueness
like
in vernacular? Yeah, that describes her.
Like a chocolate candy bar,
bring a smile on my
face.
She
looks like a movie star. Like a chocolate candy bar, yeah. She looks like a movie star.
Like a
chocolate candy bar, she looks like a movie star. Like a chocolate candy bar. Like
I seen her at the park on the blacktop, watching the kids play. A style complimented the sunny day. There's a mild nature about her, gentle but firm for all the bullshit life brought her way. You reflect the beauty of a starless night by far. Like Billy Joel said, I take you just the way you are. I had a crush on you since the days of Love Tap. Karate shoes, you had jelly cornrows with the peas in the back. I knew you'd grow to be a
rockin' with my man DJ Booka.
Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde, preferably with a fat ass who put a song wrong. This ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connects. My raps don't have melodies. This shit makes me commit felonies. Get your chain took in. I may do it myself, I'm so Brooklyn. I know we facing a recession, but the music y'all making gon' make it the Great Depression. Or your lack of aggression. Pull your skirt back down, throw a set, man. Nigga, this shit violent. This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence.
La da da da. Hey,
hold up. Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
back from. Get along, we want our love to grow. But it looks like stormy weather. Let's hold this love together. Like a strong
shit. Jack Frost on the bench, man. Shit cold on the side for you hoes, man. Moose, shit.
Jack Frost.
When I let the Mac off, Dolomite hit the road, poster boy to these hoes. All the shit that I sold kept the nigga out the hole. Now I'm front row with a bad centerfold. Naomi Campbell skin tone, Tyra Banks forehead. Big body bends, we don't do mopeds. Nate's getting money hauled in the Gore-Tex. Tend to pull out, bust on the corset. Crunches for the core, not a boy set. We was doing shows, would've been on tour, but the world closed.
If you're an up-and-coming R&B and hip-hop artist interested in getting your music heard, hit us up at djdpoys.fleetdjs@gmail.com or DM djdpoysarulo on Instagram.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your man, The O, Charleston, South Carolina, on Instagram and Twitter at IamTheO843. And I'm rocking with Side Hustle Radio, DJ D-Poise, DJ Buka, and my girl, JC. You already know what it is, baby. We came to influence life. What you doing with yours? Yeah! Side Hustle Radio.
Yo, I been up in the spot, I say about an hour. You can smell the smoke from the sour. You know the VIP is jumping. Man, you know it ain't nothing. I'm all about my chips like a fresh bag of Ruffles. Money on my mind every day on the wake up. Gucci on my feet, Ferragamo and some Jacobs. Precious timepiece, maybe Auto, maybe Mueller. I'm posted in the corner with the shooters. Yeah, tell a friend mine. Only if she cuter, no discrimination. Yeah, I even hit the Cougars. I'm looking for that only one night, like Luther. Another shot of Patron and some hookah. Cash Pile's latest leather fine reptiles. Always ahead of my game, yeah, that's my style. And you know, once that yak is in my cup, and it ain't no stopping. I want the best things, I got some options. My life is like a motion picture. Lights, camera, action. Live life till they put my body in the casket. You know I like to live the good life. It's good life. The good life. My life is like a motion picture. Lights, camera, action. Live life till they put my body in the casket. You know I like to live the good life. It's good life. The good life. I got the models jumping on the couches. Blow it all if you got it. Buy more bottles if you're popping. Ain't a boy that can stop them. Ain't a whore that won't top them. Let's shoot the Bergdorf's and do some shopping. We on tour down Scotland. What you looking at the tags for, my? You know I'm copping. Grapes and wine on the table. Nothing but dimes in my stable. I'm connected to these streets like cable. Hey DJ, spin this joint back on the table. I'ma do this till I'm 99 if I'm able. Let's have another toast to the haves and the have-nots. I'm real humble, but I never had a lot. I went from top Romaine to these Beamers and these Raris. Now these good bottles and all these top parties. They see my vision like them lights on Broadway. Ain't nothing like getting that call from Jorge. My life is like a motion picture. Lights, camera, action. Live life till they put my body in the casket. You know I like to live the good life. It's good life. The good life. My life is like a motion picture. Lights, camera, action. Live life till they put my body in the casket. You know I like to live the good life. It's good life. The good life. Yeah, I'm back in town for a couple of days. Yeah, I'm sitting on the couch while Smash is puffing on haze. I feel the tension in the air across the room. A little hate, order a couple more rounds. Fuck them, I'm getting cake. Fuck your feelings, they ain't eating on my plate. These niggas are swining, and I'm steady eating steak. Play the bartender, owner, bring out his best shots. Cause them red bottles, them joints I already cop. Leave your troubles at home, we came to party off. I got runway models showing they bodies off. You know what it is, I come from that Gotti cloth. This fly shit, I run from south to north. My life is like a motion picture. Lights, camera, action. Live life till they put my body in the casket. You know I like to live the good life. this good life. The good life. My life is like a motion picture. Lights, camera, action. Live life till they put my body in the casket. You know I like to live the good life. This good life. The good life.
Now it's time for Word on the Street with JC.
Yep, so y'all already know about Word on the Street, so.
Oh man.
I've been heartbroken all weekend. And yep, we lost DMX. And I don't know. Like Star said, kind of like you kind of think it's a good idea, like to kind of like shield from the public, because like so many different stories came out. You know what I mean? So many people saying this, and so many people saying negative stuff, and it, I don't know. The bottom line is, yeah, you lost a child of God. When you learn his story from the beginning till now, you can't judge him. You can't look at him as somebody that was just on drugs. You know what I mean? Right. He never really had a fair shot. Even like you, people say you do what you want with your life when you get older. Like that man told a story of a best friend, a mentor, a grown man tricking him into smoking crack at the age of 14. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just think you want to celebrate DMX as a person because you knew his heart. If you didn't know anything else, you knew his heart. You know what I mean? And he made great music, and he loved his kids. And I really think at that time, like, that was a moment for him and his kids to grieve, and then the world come in with their foolishness. I heard so much negative stuff, and I think I made it even worse. I didn't even want to go on social media. And then to see the video of Black Rob surface. Right. And you know, Black Rob been sick for a long time. He had a stroke in 2013, and come to find out, he done had four more strokes since then. And he's also suffering from a kidney failure, with no insurance and no help, and he's really basically homeless. So, but people gonna look at him and be like, oh, he was a one-hit wonder. He played out. He does. He that. And I just hate what social media does to people's stories, because people don't feel nothing until it's them. You know what I mean? They said he wrote all kinds of music for Bad Boy. You know what I mean? And everybody want to know where Diddy at. That's a good question. You know what I mean? It's a good question. But it also brings me back to when Kool Herc was sick. And they were saying how these people didn't have insurance. And they felt like they should put something together, like a pot, and everybody chip in to collect money to help pay for icons or hip-hop artists' insurance for things that they might need. But I don't know. That's just a selfish... I think a lot of people in that situation is selfish, considering Diddy just spent $60,000 to beam himself in, like, as a hologram into his son's birthday party. And, $60,000.
I don't get the whole rapper thing. If I had bars and I was an MC, after seeing what happens to rappers, I just wouldn't want to be one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to deal with the people all in your business all the time. And then when you lose that spot, you know, you looked at as a has-been, no matter how good you were. And then, you know, and then when the money's gone, then, you know, you may have had a bad deal.
The disrespect, like, once you not hot no more, it's just terrible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they said Diddy was holding on to everybody's publishers, and like even Maze. So I don't know. But
he wouldn't even let Maze sign the 50, right?
No, he wouldn't do nothing. So but like I said, he spent $60,000 to beam himself into a birthday party. And I know it's his money. You could do what you want to do. It just seemed like you would look back on some of the people that made hip hop. I mean, made Bad Boy. And Def Jam, I'm hoping Def Jam, there shouldn't be, there was a rumor going around that Jay-Z and Beyonce was buying back all the DMX, his masters, but they said that Swiss Beat said it's not true. But I just think that's something like should nobody have to buy, you know. Rightfully so, you should go ahead and make sure his kids are okay. And they said he left behind 17 kids. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's what I heard. But, it's a lot of kids.
He was just about to drop an album too, wasn't he?
Yeah, and they said the album is done. They said the album is done, and they said the album is great. So hopefully people do the right thing and look out for them. And so let's try to lighten the load. Diddy was spotted out with 50 Cent's baby mom. The one that he's still crazy over. But I don't think 50 Cent was too phased with that. So he says, well, I'll give it to next week for 50 to start acting a fool. So, did y'all hear that Young Buck wrote for 50 Cent?
Huh?
Yeah, Young Buck is online now telling everybody that he wrote for 50 Cent.
I don't believe that.
I don't think he even wants to start, because 50 Cent is still on the transgender role with Young Buck. And now you're saying that you wrote his music and he owe you money for writing his music. I don't know. I think he better leave 50 alone.
I agree.
Yeah, and Kid Cudi wore a floral dress on Saturday Night Live to show his love for Kurt Cobain. Some people said Kanye and Cudi want to be white women so bad. My grandma owned that same dress, and they said a masterpiece. You could have found that dress at Ross for $14.99. So it was just shoulder strap, floor, like summer dress. I didn't get it. They said you could have did anything to show homage to that man, but putting on the dress was not one of it. So, yeah, that was something. And rapper Cameron and Derrick Jackson are going back and forth. Not going back and forth. Cameron is the one going in. So, y'all know Derrick Jackson, the relationship guru, so-called, who got called cheating, right? So I guess when Cameron broke up with his girlfriend, that Derrick Jackson went in on him, right? So Derrick Jackson tried to put, after not posting since he'd been caught cheating, he tried to put up like a little message for DMX, and Cameron went in on him. Told him, like, don't start talking now. Don't try to clout chase now. You haven't been posting since you got caught cheating, so don't try it now. And Cameron just told him he was going to go in. Every time he see him post, he was going to go in, because he said, never mention nothing about him breaking up with that girl. It's not like he cheated on her. It's not like he mistreated her. He said their time just came to an end and they just had to go separate ways. And Derrick Jackson ran him down. But here he go, a cheater. So he said he ain't going to allow him to clout chase. So I don't know. I put Cameron on the same line as 50. And I wouldn't want to be going back and forth with neither one of them on there.
Did you see Drink Chance with Cameron?
Yes.
Yes, that was dope.
He was Jay-Z. He was not flinching. He was answering all the questions. He even brought up, he thought him and Nori had beef. Like, I'm like, whoa, wow. Yeah, but that was dope. What? Cameron.
I got to go back and watch that.
He's right up there with 50 to me.
He could have been Rockefeller.
I guess Dr. Dre's soon-to-be ex-wife is finally getting her wishes. She came up with three mistresses that are ordered to testify in a divorce case now. So
you posted them on your thing. He definitely got a type.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah. They all look alike. They bad, but they all look alike. Yeah,
but April Jones look ratchet compared to them.
Yeah. One of them you posted look a little, but I was like, he definitely got a type.
He do. So, have y'all been watching Snowfall?
I haven't. I gotta get caught up.
Well, I binge watched all four seasons.
Huh?
Snowfall. So I binge watched it. Last week and a half, I don't know what I was thinking about.
Is it four seasons of that? I thought it was only like...
That's on the fourth season now. It's on episode number 8, I believe. Okay. So I guess they have two more episodes to go before it's over. The Godfather of Harlem will return April 18th on Epic. Have y'all been watching that?
I haven't seen it.
Never seen it.
Oh, yours.
Okay. Never seen it. I mean,
heard good things about it, but I've never seen it.
It looks dope.
Yeah, it is dope. It is dope, and I wonder, you know how they said that the Nation of Islam was accused of killing Malcolm X, and now since the police officer had passed away and left that information saying that the police and the FBI actually killed him, I wonder would that be played out in The Godfather of Harlem? So that would be interesting to know. I mean, to see. Did y'all know that DMX is the only rapper who first five albums debuted at the number one on the Billboard charts? And not to mention, both movies he starred in opened up at number one in the box offices.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So, last but not least, there's a good movie on Netflix called Concrete Cowboy.
Dope.
Definitely.
Dope. You saw it?
Yeah.
I watched probably about 20 minutes of it, then it started watching me, but I stopped.
Oh,
it, so
I'm gonna
finish it.
But it's pretty dope.
You gotta finish it. It's dope. It is dope. All right.
I'm going to text you and get a list of the stuff I need to watch here. I ain't going to remember once we leave.
Who else is it telling you until you get back home and you're able to sit down and watch it?
Okay, I'll text you when I get back home.
Yeah, because you need to get some rest out there on the road.
Thunder Force is dope. Thunder Force is dope, too.
All right.
Yeah. But, yep, other than that being a sad weekend, that's it.
For better week. Better week. Well, thanks, JC, for the word on the street. We appreciate you.
Check the show on Hustle Brand TV on YouTube.